to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
What's going on, successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and today we're bringing you a very special Monday motivation. We're focusing on the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And that's why today you see I have on the Speak hoodie, because it's only right, because Dr. Martin Luther King, he's known most famously for being part of the civil rights movement, for the I Have a Dream speech. He was born January 15th, 1929. And unfortunately, he was assassinated April 4th, 1968. So today I wanted to spend a little bit of time for us getting to know a little bit more about the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., sharing just a few of his quotes that may or may not be famously known. But one of them just is, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." He wanted to spend time and make sure that we understood that, my friends, if you're in New York, if you're in Alabama, if you're in Louisiana, if you're in California, if you're in a position to where an injustice is being committed against you, that's a threat to justice everywhere. We have to understand, Dr. Martin Luther King said, "I have a dream." Unpacking the fact that little black boys and little white boys and little black children and little white children could all commingle. We could all have the same rights, the same liberties, and the same freedoms. But by him sharing that, he just wanted us to understand that we're equal. So why shouldn't we have the same liberties? Why shouldn't we have the same freedoms? Also, he shared the phrase and the quote, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that." My friends, if you've ever walked into a dark room anywhere in your home before, you know that the only way to completely eliminate the darkness is by flipping on a light. And then when you flip on that light, then you realize that there's no darkness anywhere in the room, because the light eliminates the dark completely. And that just makes us think, and makes me think personally, about where we are in society as a whole. Because we have to understand that the world can be a dark place. Society can be very dark if we allow it to. But each and every one of us has a light within us to where we can choose to be optimistic. We can choose to be positive. We can choose to show people a better way of living. We can choose to operate in love. In the Bible, it says, I know you're a follower of me because people can identify you by the way that you love. Who can you love today, my friend? It's easy to tell people, "No, I don't like that. No, I don't want to talk to her. No, I don't want to be near that person." But it's actually more of a challenge to say, "I choose to love this person despite them wronging me. I choose to love this person knowing that they're a flawed individual. I choose to love you knowing that you're not always right all the time. But I choose to love you through it." So let us not focus on what's different. Let us not focus on the differences between one another. But let us take on a posture of getting to know one another. It's easy to say, "You're so different from me, so I don't like that about you." But let us focus and say, "Well, you're different from me, so how can I learn from you?" Another quote Dr. Martin Luther King shared was, "The time is always right to do what is right." That lets us know right there that we always have the opportunity to do the right thing. There's never a wrong time to do what's right. There's never a wrong time to serve. There's never a wrong time to love. There's never a wrong time to forgive another individual. Because I know it's easy to say, I was waiting for the right time. But Dr. Martin Luther King is saying, no, no, no. Brother Jonathan, it's always the right time. The question is, will you make it a priority? And lastly, friends, I want to just share this final quote by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Well, I'm going to share two because these are really powerful. One is, life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? Just like I've said on the podcast before, and I've said in speeches here and there, who will you serve? Because each and every one of us, we have a urge deep inside. We have something stirring us to serve a certain population, a certain group, a certain person. But we can easily walk by them, we can move by them, we can shrug our shoulders, say, that's not my problem, John. That's their problem. I've done it before. I'll be the first to say, bro, I see you're in need. You're my friend. I have $20 at lunch. I'm not giving you no lunch money. I'm not buying you no fries. I'm not buying you a chicken tender basket, because I need this money for later on in the week. But who will we serve? When we began to get in that posture and we began to get in that place to ask ourselves, who can I serve? Who should I serve? How can I serve? Then we began to realize that ideas start to come to the forefront of our mind. Individuals start to come to our mind and we say, wow, I can help out Rob because I know Rob's in need. I can help out Shauna because Shauna just lost her job last week. I can stop by. I can treat her to a meal. We can go out to eat. That's not. So who will you serve today, my friend? And lastly, Dr. King went on to say, our lives begin to end the day we begin to be silent about the things that matter. My friend, are you becoming silent about the things that matter? Like I said before, it's easy to move on and say, that doesn't affect me. That won't affect me at all. But are you silent? Because there's going to come a point and there's going to become a time to where your beliefs are tested. Your faith is tested. What you stand for, your principles will be tested. And during that time, will you be silent? Will you try to play like you didn't hear what was? You're not talking to me. I'm over here. That don't concern me at all. I'm not with them. I don't know them. Those aren't my friends, John. That's somebody else's friends. Will you get to that place, into that space to where you're challenged and then you become silent? I want us today to focus on the life of Dr. King, but not just focus on the I Have a Dream speech. Focus on all of the words that he said. Focus on a quote. Focus on a phrase. Focus on an area to that makes you a little bit uncomfortable. Because I've realized that area of uncomfortability is the opportunity. It's the perfect opportunity, actually, for all of us to grow. So, my friends, today, I want to ask you, what are you doing for others? Who will you serve? How will you serve? But better yet, how will you lead, or how will you love? Because this is something that's challenged me for a while. Then I had to focus in. I had to say, wow, I'm going to focus on serving students. I'm going to focus on loving family. I'm going to focus on loving now my wife. And this has been a true labor of love to show that I have to be more mature. I have to grow up. And understanding all of those things, my friend, is it time for you to grow up as well? Is it time for you to be challenged in your beliefs, in your principles, in your faith? Until next time, my friends, it's TEDx speaker, best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?
From every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics,